Democrat election eve poll warns a virtual tie in Kentucky governor race. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 7, 2023. A Democrat poll released on the eve of Election Day shows what could be a very tight gubernatorial race in Kentucky as voters head to the polls on Tuesday. The Data for Progress survey, released Monday, November 6, showed an extremely close race between Democrat incumbent Governor Andy Beshear and Donald Trump-backed Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. When asked who they would support between the two, 50% of likely Kentucky voters chose Beshear, while 48% chose Cameron. Just 2 points separate the candidates, which is well within the survey's plus or minus 4% margin of error. More per Data for Progress. Beshear wins 98% of Democrats, 44% of independents, and 20% of Republicans, as well as voters under the age of 45 by a plus 14-point margin. Among voters who say that they are voting for Beshear, 87% say that their choice represents a vote for Beshear rather than a vote against Cameron. Meanwhile, among Cameron voters, only 58% say their choice represents a vote for Cameron and 39% say it represents a vote against Beshear. Further, the survey found a plurality of likely voters chose jobs and the economy as the most important issue for a gubernatorial candidate to focus on, followed by crime and public safety and inflation. The survey was taken November 1 to 2, 2023, among 660 likely Kentucky voters. Cameron spoke to Breitbart News Saturday, days ahead of the election, and predicted that a gubernatorial victory would help propel Donald Trump into the White House, essentially setting the tone for the 2024 presidential election. "It's why Donald Trump has gotten so invested in this race. And it's why he wants to see me win, and that's why he wants folks to go to the polls on November 7th," Cameron said, adding that his victory would send a big and strong message to the rest of the country, which is that we don't want a far-left Democrat who reflects the policies of Joe Biden in our governor's mansion anymore. "This will resonate throughout the nation," Cameron said. "And I believe we're going to have a resounding victory on November 7th. And it's going to help propel Donald Trump into the White House in November of 2024. But before we remove Joe Biden from the White House, we got to remove Andy Beshear from the statehouse here in Kentucky this year," Cameron added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Daniel Cameron, November 4, 2023. Cameron also highlighted the parallels between Beshear and President Joe Biden, the latter of whom he identified as Beshear's largest fundraising contributor. "I cannot, for the life of me, imagine Kentucky going forward with a governor who has openly endorsed Joe Biden for president, but that's what we've gotten from Andy Beshear. I mean, this is a governor who shut down our schools and shut down our businesses, shut down our churches," he said, adding that the Democrat also refused to protect women's sports from biological males. Related, pastor recounts resisting Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear's shutdown orders. "Joe Biden is Andy Beshear's largest campaign contributor, fundraising contributor. So we need to put an end to that. We need to have leadership in this state that reflects our values, that will stand up for our constitutional rights, that will protect women's sports from biological males, that will eliminate Kentucky's income tax, that will stand up for our law enforcement community, and that is what I'm offering," he added.